Repeatability and Reliability of Tissue Compliance Tester Over Bony Anatomy. Jacob P. Mish 1, Sharon Eason Emblem, Ph.D. 1-1 Georgia Institute of Technology, Rehabilitation Engineering and Applied Research Laboratory, Atlanta. Abstract: this project tested the between rater and within session repeatability and reliability of the measurements from the Myotin Pro device in a horizontal configuration on thin tissue over bony anatomy. The Myotin Pro was chosen as an objective and instrumented alternative to manual palpation to monitor tissue properties for a number of clinical and research topics in rehabilitation. Stiffness, frequency, and damping data were obtained from 17 able-bodied subjects by two operators over the ischial tuberosity of the pelvis. The mean and coefficient of variation for stiffness are 175.10 plus or minus 32.40 nm. For frequency are 12.64 plus or minus 1.15 Hz, and for damping are 0.790 plus or minus 0.188 log, respectively. The between rater reliability was excellent, ICC equals 0.77 to 0.86. The within session reliability of a single rater at the same location was similarly excellent for both operators, ICC equals 0.94 to 0.97. Overall, these results demonstrate the Myotin Pro device is capable of reliably taking measurements on thin adipose tissue over bony anatomy in a horizontal configuration in the hands of a novice user. For future studies, this tool could be used to classify buttock compliance as an indicator of general tissue health and may be useful in the assessment of risk and prevention of pressure ulcer formation. Introduction: prolonged durations of sitting are detrimental to the human body. Sitting causes compression of the tissue in the buttocks, which can lead to tissue damage. In cases such as spinal cord injury, individuals may not have the ability to stand, walk, or even perform weight shift maneuvers. The inability to remove the compressive forces on the tissues of the buttocks, back, and thighs puts this population at an increased risk of tissue damage and pressure ulcer formation. Typically, a skilled physician or clinician can manually palpate the buttock tissue to determine the tissue characteristics and susceptibility to damage. However, this hands-on approach requires extensive experience to detect subtle changes in the overall tissue characteristics between patients. The introduction of an objective assessment tool capable of quantifying mechanical properties would promote tissue monitoring of wheelchair users or otherwise sedentary individuals. The proposed tool would reduce the need for experienced palpations and minimize the subjective differences between examiners. Many non-invasive devices exist to measure mechanical properties of soft tissue, including tabletop test rigs, 1, 2, and handheld devices such as the myotonometer, 3, 5 or algometer variants, 6. Tabletop testing rigs are highly accurate and precise, 1, 2, but too unwieldy to be used in a less controlled clinical setting. The majority of handheld devices rely on the application of a large force to determine stiffness by force displacement, 3, 6, which may cause discomfort and further deterioration in cases of tissue damage. The Myotin Pro device, Myotin-S, Estonia, was chosen for its size, measurable parameters, commercial availability, and general ease of use. It has been validated in other contexts, specifically using the device in a vertical configuration testing over muscle bellies to describe the state of tension of the underlying muscle. 7.9. For studying buttock tissue, the device needs to be held horizontally to measure the bulk tissue over the ischial tuberosity, as opposed to muscle belly tissue, with the participant in a side-lying posture to accommodate subjects with C. Therefore, the purpose of our work was to examine the intra- and inter-ater reliability of mechanical property measurements of bulk soft tissue over the ischial tuberosity. Specifically, the three questions we aim to answer were: how repeatable are the within-session measurements by the same operator at the same location? Furthermore, how repeatable are the measurements across operators? Finally, how sensitive to probe placement are the measurements? Methods: a convenient sample of 17 able-bodied subjects were used for this study with IRB approval. Participants were asked to assume a side-lying position with hips and knees at 90 degrees of flexion. The peak of the ischial tuberosity of the pelvis was damping at each of the five marks. diameter probe. The acceleration data of the probe is measured and used to calculate the damped oscillatory response of the underlying tissue, approximated as a spring mass damper system. The device then outputs the oscillation curves, average stiffness, NM, frequency, hertz, and damping, logarithmic decrement, values of the tissue from the five impulse responses. Stiffness values represent the resistance to contraction or deformation. Frequency values represent the intrinsic tension of underlying tissue. And damping values represent the ability of the tissue to recover initial shape after the impulse deformation. 10. The MyAtin Pro device is programmed to automatically flag any